A group of women in Selma, Alabama, gather to steel themselves for 5 days of marching. Their ancestors waged the battle for voting rights many decades prior, and today they will continue the fight. Tear gas and billy clubs await them, but together they summon their strength and courage for the journey. One woman at a podium addresses the nation for the very first time as America's first female vice president-elect. Although she stands alone on the stage, she reflects on the generations of women who came before her, women who fought, struggled, and paved the way for her success. Dozens of women in Silicon Valley enter their salaries on a publicly shared spreadsheet, encouraging their male co-workers to do the same, all in an effort to shine a light on gender-based salary gaps at their tech company. Later, the women team up with other prominent female peers to form an organization that will advocate to diversify their entire industry. More than 100 teenage girls board a flight flown by a female pilot and operated by an all-female crew. They are celebrating Girls in Aviation Day and heading to NASA in Houston, where they will meet female astronauts and begin to dream about their future careers in aviation. Two women go surfing off the coast of Encinitas. One is suffering a recent heartbreak, and the other is there to hold her hand. What do each of these scenarios have in common? Each is a huddle, a moment that brings women together in any time or place, whether on the front lines of a public protest or in a quiet church basement, to provide each other with support, empowerment, inspiration, and the strength to solve problems or enact meaningful change. Huddle is a word associated with masculinity in sports. But what if we flipped it on its head and feminized it? It's a noun, it's a verb, and it's time for us, as women, to own it. A huddle is a place where women can become energized by the mere fact of their coexistence. A huddle is where we can uplift each other to succeed, thrive, and if I may, get amazing shit done. And even though huddles are productive, they create the conditions for change, progress, and transformation, they aren't always results-oriented. Sometimes they're a space where women can simply bear witness for each other or quietly sustain each other's very survival. And while there is certainly strength in numbers, there can also be incredible huddle energy between just a few women. Maybe you felt the undeniable power between two women who make the simple and life-changing decision to lean on each other. I know women aren't always great to each other. When we compete or trash each other, we miss out on something incredibly valuable. One of the most potent resources we have is each other. I can't say we are each other's most powerful resource because, as I write this prologue in 2020, I think most might say the greatest prize for women would be more seats at the table, or maybe just to rebuild the entire table, as many women I interviewed for this book told me. And also equal pay, representation, recognition of the intersecting parts of our identities, our race, class, religion, sexual orientation, age, illness, and disability that determine our access to power and influence how we move through the world, a world that isn't yet fair or just to all. But beyond those resources, I think women truly are each other's most valuable asset. And when I started to notice this, I found myself thinking, I can't be the only woman thinking this, right? Let me slow my roll and recognize the dramatic nature of that question. In my 20 years as a journalist and news anchor, I have learned to ask provocative questions, to look for incisive answers at the service of a public who needs to know more. But in reality, there are plenty of women talking about huddling right now. I just didn't realize it. So I turned the question on myself. Why haven't I been huddling more intentionally in my own life? Who's in my huddle? Do I even have a huddle? Do I fully appreciate this incredible legacy of huddling I've been lucky enough to inherit as a woman?